with his toddy.
Yeah.
That he would fix himself when he came home in the afternoon.
Do you still eat them?
Yes, I still eat them.
Yeah.
When I went to New Orleans last year, I ordered a dozen on the half shell,
oh,
and they were delicious.
Oh, I know, I love them.
I do. I think they're, you know, that brought back a flood of memories, really, because I have.
Well, that truth is really strange to me, because I can't imagine being able to get those things here. I never knew that.
Well, you see, we used to have a train that came through here.
So they were
packed to dry ice.
Uh-huh.
And there was a place called New Orleans Seafood in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kept a standing order with them. He loved catfish and he loved oysters. So we always had, so these came in with regularity, you know, a gallon of oysters and so many catfish, you know. So during the months that he could get them, of course, and I guess maybe that's where I learned to love seafood, too. We usually develop our tastes when we're quite young, you know, so you do either you like it or you don't like it, I think. So I happen to like it.
Yeah, I think that's true. We're always taught that anything might be good and you don't know too much.
Right,
about
right,
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, well, in the bedroom, you might have had a piece of furniture that we have drawers in it.
Yes.
Put clothes in.
Yes.
What
did you call it? We called it a bureau.
Oh.
Sometimes. And
yeah.
In some rooms, they were called bureaus. In others, they were called chest of drawers.
Uh-huh. But you don't know what was this.
I can't except
if it had a mirror on it?
A dresser.
Oh, then it would be
yes.
A dresser.
Yes, then it would be a dresser. No. That's
else.
Right. Uh-huh.
They used to have big pieces of furniture that they would, if they didn't, they'd hang clothes and things.
Right, and those were called wardrobes.
Oh, so that's still something else.
Yes, that's still something else. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, now, did you have little rooms built in off the bedroom?
Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
And we call those
closets.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What did you have over the windows to keep the sun out? Like
we had shades and then drapers.
Well, now would shades pull down?
Yes, the shades pull down. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they were fringed and tasseled.
Oh wow, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I remember that.
And then the drapers.
On top of that, yes. Lace curtains, lace panels on top of that, and then drapers at the side.
Oh, yeah.
It was very festoony, you know,
uh-huh.
Back
oh, yeah.
then.
A
little overdone, I think,
yeah.
now, but back then, evidently that was considered good taste.
Yeah, lace.
Yes, always lace panels. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that. What about at the top of the house, between the seventh floor and the roof?
Mm-hmm. That was the attic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now you said that you had the plunder room, which would serve sort of the pantry,
right,
or something
right,
like that.
Right.
That would be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about like in those days, the types of housework that they might have done, and like I suppose, like you get up in the morning and your mother would cook breakfast, and then she might do what to the house?
She made up beds and she dusted and she swept the floors and then started. She cooked three meals a day,
oh, yeah.
you know, and started dinner and once a week she did the laundry, you know,
mm-hmm.
on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about that.
Yes.
Because traditionally they used to say they did
right,
that.
Right, right. She always went to I can remember on Mondays we always went to my grandmother's because they. She always went down there to do the laundry,
mm-hmm.
as long as I can remember. And so that was the day that they always did the laundry. Why, I don't know. But,
yeah, but yeah,
it just became a tradition.
There was always a tradition.
Right.
Well, what would they used to sweep the floor with?
Brooms.
Yeah. But they were...